California is poised to become the first state in the nation to require industries to cut greenhouse gas emissions. The state's Republican Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger and Democrats who control the state legislature announced the deal this afternoon. NPR environment reporter Elizabeth Shogren joins us. And Elizabeth, explain why this is so important.
When California enacts tough environmental regulations, the rest of the country often follows, at least eventually. In this case, President Bush and the Republican-controlled Congress have rejected any mandatory measures to fight climate change. They say it would be too costly for the economy. Then we have Governor Schwarzenegger. He's also a Republican, but he says it makes good economic sense to fight climate change. And that's because he says that it will spur on businesses to create clean energy solutions.
Explain for us, Elizabeth, what this deal would require.
The state will have to return its global warming emissions to 1990 levels by 2020. We're talking about carbon dioxide and the other greenhouse gases that come from burning fossil fuels like coal and gasoline. So cars and power plants will have to emit 25% less in 15 years than they would if this deal never happened.
So what's the mechanism they would use to reach that target?
They would use something that's called a cap and trade system. The state will cap pollution for various industries, and businesses will be able to buy and sell the right to pollute. Say I own a power plant. I'll have a choice. I can reduce my emissions and then sell to other industries the right to pollute, or I can keep polluting at the level that I'm polluting now and buy the right to pollute from another plant that might be reducing its emissions faster. The idea is to use the power of the free market to try to induce companies to reduce emissions faster.
And has that approach worked anywhere else?
Well, it's being used in Europe now to try to control greenhouse gas emissions in the same kind of deal. And it has worked already in the United States in efforts to cut emissions of sulfur dioxide and other emissions from power plants that cause acid rain and cause a lot of health problems.
And Elizabeth, is this agreement reached in California today, is it a done deal?
Pretty much. Both the California Assembly and the Senate are expected to pass it by the end of the day tomorrow, and the governor is expected to sign it soon after that. But then there'll be a lot of details that have to be worked out. For instance, some industries will have to reduce emissions more than other industries, and so there'll be a lot of wrangling to come.
NPR's Elizabeth Shogren, thanks very much.
Thank you.